Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. I can't begin to fully understand the devastation, the sorrow, and the fear the two men on the road to Emmaus were experiencing. They had just gone through a horrible experience. I mean, Jesus, their well-loved teacher and friend, was betrayed by one in their inner circle and was handed over to the temple and governmental authorities and was killed in a painful and publicly humiliating way. You know, after Jesus's crucifixion, they were devastated. And they were full of sorrow and in fear for their own lives. And they didn't see the risen Christ that morning. They had already left Jerusalem. So they're grieving and they're scared and they're in disbelief in all that had happened. And we join them in the middle of this intense conversation about all the strange and horrible experiences of the last few days. And then Jesus joins them. You know, it really is no surprise that they didn't recognize Jesus. They knew he was dead and buried. I mean, they had heard that the women had said that Jesus was alive, but they had no proof. So they didn't recognize him, even someone so important and so familiar to them. They didn't see and understand the risen Christ until he does something so familiar and so ordinary as blessing and breaking bread. I mean, haven't we all done this? You know, we're busy and distracted, and we notice someone, but we don't recognize them in that particular situation. I mean, we see them, and they look really familiar, but we just can't place them, right? Or like last week, someone moved to a different pew. Creatures of habit, aren't we? You know, once a while ago, I was shopping in this unfamiliar store, and I was walking towards the back around all the racks of clothes, and I saw this woman walking towards me, and she looked kind of familiar, but I couldn't place her. And, you know, as I'm walking, she's coming right at me, and I'm like, I wish I knew who she was. And then she almost bumped into me. And then I noticed it was my own reflection in this wall-sized mirror. Now, I had just gotten my hair cut, and I didn't recognize myself. But that happens. You know, the two followers of Jesus on the road to Emmaus didn't recognize him as they walked along, being distracted and in grief. They were not expecting to see him. And they finally recognize Jesus. They see and know that it's him, not through their intellect, but through this regular, everyday action. They know Jesus in the familiar breaking of the bread and sharing food. And then suddenly, it all makes sense as they say, oh, remember how our hearts were warmed in the middle of that conversation. Jesus can show up for us this way too. You know, we reflect back and then we see that our experience was filled with God. And many times, it's only with hindsight that we know God was acting in our lives. You know, the disciples walking to Emmaus may not have recognized Jesus, but he recognizes and knows them. Jesus was present, just not in the way they expected. I mean, how many times do we make that same mistake? How often do we put God in a box built out of our own preconceptions and completely miss out that God is standing right next to us? I mean, how many times have we not seen the risen Christ? And to see Jesus, to recognize the risen Christ, well, we need to be engaged. It takes practice and continuous effort to connect with Christ and to stay connected throughout our days, looking for ways to experience Christ and to share His love. So how do we do it? Well, we pray, and we pray often. Prayers both spoken aloud and those in our thoughts or in our hearts. Because prayer is just a conversation with God. So we start with gratitude. We thank God. And then we just start sharing our concerns, our anxieties, our joys and our sorrows. We ask for help and for forgiveness. And the more we pray, the more we are open to being aware of the risen Christ, and the more we will recognize Him and see God acting in our lives. And we do this because it matters. We are the ones to show the world that the risen Christ is present and a constant in our midst. You know, Jesus makes Himself known to the two men on the road to Emmaus in a simple, everyday activity. And it's their hindsight that explains it. The same for us. Sometimes it's only in looking back that we can make sense of the events of our lives and can see the presence of the risen Christ. So when something wonderful happens, well, it's easy. You know, we're awake to see the sunrise, or we're sitting next to a person we love. We can say to God, thank you. We can tell God how beautiful the world is and how much we appreciate our lives. And when you receive the answer to a prayer, especially when the answer doesn't exactly match up with your request, we need to look back and find the presence of God and thank God for the good that God brought into our life, even if the answer doesn't match exactly with our specific request. And when everything is falling apart and you're overwhelmed or in fear or in so much worry, speak to God. Lay out your concerns and say, thank you for listening. Thank you for the support that is around me. Thank you, God. Even if I'm not sure why I'm thanking you, because hindsight will someday help me out. Expressing gratitude changes the physical structures of our brains, changes our minds and our hearts. Being thankful, when it's difficult, changes our relationship with God and our interactions with every person around us. This is not easy, and it does take practice. We've heard it often that the present moment is a gift. But if we spend it worrying about the past or always anxious about the future, we will miss this moment. When we open our awareness that the risen Christ is in our lives right here and right now, we will begin to recognize God in our daily lives, in each other, and at the breaking of the bread. Like the two followers on that road to Emmaus, even in the midst of distraction, in the middle of our often chaotic and messy lives, in sorrow and in joy, let's be open to the unexpected moments of clarity, to the moments of the risen Christ being present right next to us in our everyday lives, even if we can only figure it out afterwards. Because with attention and practice, we will begin to know and see and experience Christ in our midst real time. Amen.